Good afternoon. It is news time again here on KCOV. I'm Randy Van. Thanks for sharing your noon hour with us. Well, just over two dozen certified staff members in the Newton School District will receive the same $1,000 teacher retention bonus as the 200-plus certified staff included in the governor's guidelines. That decision was made this week unanimously by the Newton School Board.
The governor approved the teacher retention bonuses for $1,000 per certified staff. We had 26 staff members that were not included on that list, which include the librarians, the counselors, school nurses, and instructional coaches.
That is Tim Bloom, Newton School District Director of Business Services. Issuing the one-time $1,000 bonus to the 26 certified staff will cost $27,989. That includes the FICA taxes. Superintendent Tom Messenger says granting the teacher retention bonus to certified staff left out of the governor's plan is something school boards around the area are doing.
All the superintendents in our AEA were surveyed on this. What are they going to do? The vast majority did say that they're going to go ahead and make sure that all the certified staff members get the $1,000. I know that most all of the school districts, at least in our AEA, are going to do this.
AEA stands for Area Education Agency, which provides various assistance to school districts in a particular area. And a kindergarten parent meeting will be held 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Aurora Heights Elementary, Emerson Huff Elementary, Thomas Jefferson Elementary, and Woodrow Wilson Elementary in Newton. Parents of incoming kindergarten students will be 5 by September the 15th. And attend Newton Schools. Important meeting for them to attend in 6 o'clock at your child's elementary attendance center tomorrow night. Local animal control operations are going well, according to officials with the City of Newton and Jasper County. Both government entities turned to Parkview Animal Hospital for assistance when the Jasper County Animal Rescue League closed.
I was wrong. I thought this was going to be short term and it was going to go south pretty quick, but they're happy and your guys are happy with the arrangement.
That's Brandon Talsma, chairman of the Jasper County Board of Supervisors. He was talking with the county's community development director, Kevin Luters, yesterday. This week, supervisors unanimously approved Luters' recommendation to extend the county's animal control relationship with Parkview.
An agreement to start July 1st, so it'll be 4.5 years. Parkview's been a great partner. Everything's been really smooth. So I think it's in everyone's best interest to block this down long term. So that's what I'm presenting today.
For $9,125 per year, the county has exclusive use of one kennel at Parkview's First Avenue East facility in Newton. If additional kennels are needed, the county's cost is $25 per kennel per day. Luters' Parkview staff is also available to provide help if needed.
If it's an injury or some sort of sickness, they come down. That's the great thing about having them. If we got a problem that we can't handle, they'll come help us.
That flat yearly fee will increase 5% per year, reaching $11,092 in 2026. Parkview will hold animals brought in by the county for 7 days and quarantine animals for 10 days before they're forwarded to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. 2021 was the first full year the Newton Police Department's community service officers were in charge of animal control within the city. Police Chief Rob Burdett, speaking to the city council earlier this week, says everything is working well.
Really, the numbers aligned pretty well with what we expected. We were actually expecting our CSOs to take a bigger role in catching some of the animals based on some of the feedback we'd gotten from Jay Carl on the timing, but our officers ended up doing a good portion of the dog pickups too after hours. Partnership with Parkview is good. They just opened up their brand new 20 kennel facility, beautiful facility, and I think that's something our community can be proud of, and as a partnership we can be proud of.
Parkview's expanded facility opened this past Monday. Burdett says his officers took in 151 dogs last year. 98 were returned to their owner. 26 went to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa for adoption. 7 animals were euthanized or died due to their deteriorated health. He adds 8 cats were rehomed during the year, and so were a duck and a pelican. Well, by the end of June, a 2-block section of North 3rd Avenue East in Newton will be replaced with Portland cement concrete. City Council has accepted a $22,910 bid from TK Concrete Incorporated of Pella. Company will remove and replace 158 square yards of 8-inch Portland cement concrete in the 1,200 to 1,300 blocks of North 3rd Avenue East. City staff estimates the street section's approaching 51 years old. Engineers' estimate for the work was just under $24,500. One other bid was received. It was just for over $26,800, submitted from a company in Nevada. Newton Public Works employees will also reconstruct two existing stormwater intakes and replace two manholes adjacent to this project. A $150,000 cash bond has been set for an Alabama man allegedly stabbed his fiancée's brother at Altoona Motel. 36-year-old Jerry Williams is in the Polk County Jail charged with attempted murder. Polk County authorities say Williams was arrested last Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, at the Best Western on 34th Avenue Northwest. According to court documents, Williams was assaulting his fiancée outside the motel when her brother, Wesley Bennett, stepped in to defend her. Police say Williams then pulled a knife, stabbed Bennett multiple times in the abdomen. Bennett survived the attack, and Williams was arrested at the scene. Well, hopefully you heard the outdoor sirens go off at 10 o'clock this morning, part of the statewide tornado drill in connection with this being Severe Weather Awareness Week. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Krull with the Johnston office of the National Weather Service says, given the deadly number of tornadoes that have hit in Iowa in recent weeks and months, you know, those people took the drill very serious.
The tornado drill is always an important drill for Iowans and anyone in the Midwest to go through every year, just given the frequency of severe weather. But given the notable tornado outbreaks that we've had in the past 6 months here in the state of Iowa, definitely we'll have a little bit more attention to it than it may have in past years.
If you want more information about severe weather, tornadoes, go to the National Weather Service website, www.weather.gov/DMX. That's weather.gov/DMX. Funeral announcements today. A memorial service for Edward Ed Raymond Moore Sr. of Newton, who passed away at the age of 70, will be held 11 a.m. Thursday, tomorrow, at Community Heights Alliance Church. Family will greet friends from 10 tomorrow morning until the 11 o'clock service time. Memorials in Ed Moore Sr.'s name may be left at the church or may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Make checks payable to Vicki Moore. Monday, 11 a.m., there'll be a funeral service for Bernice Bernie Buten of Monroe, passed away at the age of 99. That service at Monroe United Methodist Church visitation Monday morning, 10 o'clock until the 11 o'clock service time at Monroe United Methodist Church. There'll be a luncheon in the fellowship hall of the church following the service, burial at Hewitt Cemetery east of Reisner. Memorials in honor of Bernie Bernice Buten may be left to the family, then given to the church in Bernice's honor. Condolences at www.coburnfuneralhomes.com. Time of remembrance and celebration of life for Steve Ray Comer. Passed away at the age of 72, will be at a later date. Pensary's Funeral Home in Newton handling the arrangements. Memorials may be left to the family, to ALS Iowa or Mercy One Hospice. Make checks payable to Pam. Online condolences at www.pensfh.com. And a time of remembrance and celebration of life for Evelyn L. Wilson, former Newton resident who passed away at the age of 94, will be held at a later date at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Newton. Visitation will be just prior to the service. Pensary's Funeral Home in Newton handling the arrangements. Burial at Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery. Online condolences for Evelyn L. Wilson may be left at www.pensfh.com. That's your noontime news for this 23rd day of March. I'm Randy Van. Have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock.